Hey everybody, it's your doc, Jeff Buski, creator and founder of Limitless Dentists, where we've cracked the code to gamifying the system to unlocking power, productivity, and profitability, all while building practices and lives that matter. Welcome to Jumpstart with Jeff. Today's topic is this.
They will feel you when they feel you. Think about that. They will feel you when they feel you. What does that mean? It means that your energy has far more impact than the words that you can ever say. What's up, Bonnie? Long time no see. But that means that our energy becomes so, so important. So as dentists, this is something that becomes imperative in the way that we operate, in the way that we create relationships with our patients, the way that we communicate with our patients, the way that we communicate with our team members. And then beyond that, you know, one of my mentors, Jesse Elder, he made such a great distinction for me a long time ago. And he said that you can either operate as a tugboat or you can operate as a lighthouse. And told the story that, like, there was one day where a bunch of the tugboats were sitting around, and they were sitting around after work, and the one tugboat was making his way out to go pull in a big ship, and he pulled in one ship, and then he went right back out to get another ship, pulled in another ship, and then he made like 7 trips that day, and he was so excited because he just worked so hard. He was sitting around at the end of the day, and he was talking to the other tugboats, and he said, "Man, yeah, I'm saving up so I can get a bigger engine. That's going to allow me to go faster so I can pull in some more ships and just work harder and harder and harder." Think about that. Think about that as how you operate in your dental practice. And if you operate that way in your dental practice, it's not great. But instead, what if you considered actually operating as a lighthouse? See, both provide safe harbor to the ships to come in, but they operate in a very different manner. See, the lighthouse, it doesn't really care if a ship is gonna dash itself on the rocks. It lets the ship or the captain utilize his own or her own free will to follow the navigation shined by the lighthouse to provide that safe harbor. But if the ship's gonna crash, the lighthouse isn't gonna run down there to the edge and save it. That's just not gonna happen. So think about that, the way that you operate, because, you know, a long time ago, that's the way that I used to do my case presentations when I would talk to patients. You know, I'd be just talking about all the benefits and all the materials and everything there. And the reality is, that matters some, but the patients don't truly care about that. You know, they want to know, is this going to hurt? How long is it going to take? How much is it going to cost? But ultimately, it goes well beyond the teeth. They just want to get to the result that's going to allow them. Is it going to allow them to reestablish themselves and put themselves back in the game in life? Are they saying no to being able to go and enjoy food with their friends? Are they saying no to the parties because they're embarrassed with their smile? Are they saying no to family activities and interactions? Do they close their mouth when it comes around to picture time? Those are problems that they want the result for. And as a lighthouse, you have an opportunity to create relationships and ask questions that allow you to get to there. Allows you to focus far more than just on the benefits of your dentistry. You actually get to create relationships and get to know your patients in such a way that asking powerful questions that allows them to see exactly clearly where they're at and the cost of continuing to stay there and either doing nothing, or what can it look like going forward? And then the two of you can co-create a plan. That's operating as a lighthouse. You know, and sometimes I'll sit there and I'll talk to the patients. I'll tell them my story of, like, you know, when I broke my front tooth, that's what got me into dentistry. I remember I was in high school, I was 17, and I grew up in Minnesota. I was playing hockey, and it was an afternoon hockey game, and I got hit in the mouth so hard. I had a helmet on, mouth guard on. I still broke my front tooth. And then to top it off, I had a date that night. It was a first date with a girl from another school. And so I had to make a decision. Am I going to show up with half a tooth and be embarrassed, or am I going to chicken out? And so I made the decision to go, but I felt the same thing that many of our patients feel, you know, where they feel that self-consciousness and they feel the embarrassment. And when I can relay that with a patient, then we create commonalities and we create trust and goes beyond rapport. We're creating a relationship. And so, you know, you can be a tugboat and try to pull them along and pull them through the care and tell them exactly what they need. True, you do have to be a consultant to advise them along the way, but I'd rather shine the light to create something to where they want to go. And that's what I think, you know, a lighthouse does. A lighthouse does just that. It takes and shines the light on the facts of today. And it lets them see that. It lets them see the facts of today. And it also serves as guiding them on a path to get to where they want to go. Both of those things are just so powerful. And it lets them make a choice. It lets them make a choice in their care and their health care. They get to choose if they want to participate.
Join the Limitless 90-Day Intensive to get 25-plus years of proven real-life results, all distilled into an unmatched experience that helps you create limitless power in 12 weeks or less, so you can ultimately take your practice, marriage, and life beyond the next level quickly. Save yourself decades of guesswork and painful mistakes. Apply now at www.limitlessdentistacademy.com.
See, I used to tie up a lot of my worth in if people or patients were going to move forward with care. And now I come to realize that it has nothing to do with me personally. It just doesn't. They aren't saying no to me if they say no. They're just saying no to the opportunity. And, you know, my mentor, as I said, he had another great saying that he said, some will, some won't. So what? Someone else is waiting. And that's very true. And when your energy shows up that way, you're not having this needy energy. You know, if you're ever around somebody who is needy, it's just, it's kind of repulsive energy. And that's very, very true. So when you look at perspectives and you consider things, consider showing up with lighthouse energy versus being a tugboat. And when you can do that, it allows you to approach your dental care in a different way, the way that you present. And ultimately, it allows you to create better relationships with your patients. And ultimately, that's what we want to do. And so at the end of the day, when we sit here and really, really come, and it comes down to it and we look at it, I absolutely want to look at showing up as lighthouse, not just for my patients, but also too for my family and for my team members, having the opportunity to shine the light, to let them see things that they need to see for themselves. And then also too, to shine the light and guide them as a leader. And that's just one of the best ways that I can choose to show up, because at the end of the day, like I said, it all comes down to your energy. Your energy allows them to feel you. And when they can feel you and you can describe their problem better than they can, it creates a trust and it creates a difference. And when you can create that, now you can actually co-create a plan together that allows them to move forward with the care that they want and they need, and they trust you to deliver. Then you got to show up and be able to deliver those types of amazing results too. You've got to have the skill sets to back it up. But your mindset has to start being that of a co-creator, that of an individual who is showing up and shining the light and not just trying to pull somebody through. That's one of the best ways to look at approaching things. That way, going back to the beginning, they will feel you when they feel you. It's all showing up with the right energy. See, Bonnie, that's exactly right. So to wrap it all up full circle, look, the way that we want to show up in life is show up like a lighthouse. Makes it really easy. That allows us to be much better stewards of our relationships. And so if you want to look at how we create that for our clients and how we show up and do that, DM me the word shine and I will gladly connect with you and we can see if that'd be a good fit. So, all right, guys, have an amazing day. Peace, power, prosperity, give it away. Have an amazing day, y'all. Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to the show. If this podcast episode resonated with you, make sure to reach out and send me a direct message on Instagram at Dr. Jeff Buski. That's Dr. Jeff Buski. Look forward to chatting with you. Till next time.